VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Well, thank you, Gordon Morris, and welcome to Crosstalk. It's our privilege to have you join us today. And, you know, back in the late 80s, early 90s, VCY America had to make a decision regarding how we're going to handle this thing called the pro-life issue. And we saw literally a war zone in our city where the pro-aborts were mobilized in a militant fashion. At one time, we had three of them watching our studios with binoculars and two-way radios. We saw things happening in our city whereby received a memo that discovery had been made that the little aborted babies were being taken to a pet cemetery where they were being cremated along with the fuzzy carcasses of cats and dogs. We had a notice from an alderman who said they found aborted babies in industrial containers in our city. And it came to the place where finally we cooperated with the pro-life people and saw 10,000 people come together in the Milwaukee Arena where the Bucks played. And there was a solemn assembly. But, you know, today there are still people who are wrestling with their opinions on women's right and the right of the unborn. Today we have with us a man who is no stranger to evangelism. His name is Ray Comfort. And he is with us today. We're talking about a new tool that's probably one of the best. I saw it last night. It's called 180. Ray Comfort, it's a great privilege to have you with us on the air today.
Well, it's a great honor to be on. Thank you so much.
Ray, that I watched that thing last night in the late hours, and it's a powerful tool there. Tell us a little bit about your background, first of all. You're a native of New Zealand. We've got listeners in New Zealand.
Oh, really? Well, I live in Southern California. I've been here 22 years. That's why I've lost my accent, which is like totally dude. But originally from New Zealand, where I was born twice. Love the United States. Still a New Zealander at heart. My heart breaks for my home city of Christchurch, which had a huge earthquake earlier in the year that killed a lot of people. And 1,800 people had to have limbs amputated. It really destroyed my hometown, my home city, and so my heart goes out to those. But I love you, the U.S., and I'm living on an earthquake zone myself, right in the heart of Los Angeles.
Well, you know, you made some discoveries preliminary getting into our topic today, where you found that there was a shocking information regarding church growth and backsliders.
Yeah, I found that 80% of those making a decision for Christ, sometimes up to 90%, were falling away from the faith. Every 100 decisions for Jesus modern evangelism gets, we create 80 to 90 backsliders who aren't really backsliders. They never slid forward in the first place. They're false converts that either fall away or some join the church. And we wonder why the church is so much like the world and the world is like the church. It's because we don't preach the straight gate and the narrow way. We've said it's easy to become a Christian, and the Bible says the exact opposite. Jesus said, strive to enter the straight gate. That word strive is a Greek word, agonosomai, from which we derive a word agonize. So it's not easy to become a Christian. There should be genuine contrition, sorrow for sin, genuine God-given repentance. And that comes through a knowledge of sin, which goes back to the moral law, the Ten Commandments. And that's what's lacking. Pastors and preachers have failed to thunder those Ten Commandments from the pulpits and put the fear of God in the hearts of the hearers so that they'll depart from their sins.
You know, Ray, we talk about backslidden and those who really have never come to the Lord in the first place. And I heard a pastor friend of mine refer to them as stillborn babies.
And they certainly are.
Well, today we're going to be talking about this terrific tool, and it's called 180. And it runs, well, the one I saw was about 30 minutes. I think you're trimming that down to fit for television production. Is that correct?
Yes, there's 11 networks that want to show it, so I'm delighted to say.
Well, what was the inspiration behind the film?
Well, we're going another direction. I wrote a book called Hitler, God, and the Bible, and I was producing a video to go with the book. And my script was so big we got discouraged, and I said, look, forget the script. I'm going to take a camera out in the streets and talk to people about Hitler. And came back with 14 interviews with people who didn't know who Hitler was.
Yeah.
and it just shocked me. I thought, this is absolutely crazy. And then I got an interview with a guy named Steve, who is a Jew-hating, black-hating, America-hating, Hitler-loving atheist with a 14-inch mohawk, a neo-Nazi. Another gentleman we filmed with a hidden camera who was a German-American who hates Jews. And then I bumped into a Russian Jew who happened to have lost his folks in the Holocaust. So I had this incredible footage. And I remember when I was doing research for the book, I wet my way through the Holocaust and found one incident where the Nazis shot about 300 Jews in a pit. Some of them were still alive, and they just brought the bulldozers in and buried the people alive, and it broke my heart. So I thought, I'm going out on the streets with a camera, and I'm going to put people in that scenario. So I said to people, there's a Nazi with a gun pointed at your head. There's Jews being shot in a pit. He wants you to drive a bulldozer forward and bury them alive. Would you do it? You're going to live if you don't. You're going to die. You're going to live if you do it. And you're going to die if you don't. Would you do it? And most people said, I could never do it. And I'd say, why is that? And they said, because I'm a compassionate person. Care about
me. Yeah.
So then I'd say, so what do you feel about abortion? And they'd say, it's a woman's right to choose. You think it's a baby? Yeah. And then I asked them one question that made them do a 180, a complete change in mind from being adamantly pro-abortion to being pro-life in a matter of seconds. And I couldn't believe what was happening. And came back and we sat in the studio and we had these eight people changing their minds about abortion. And we thought, we've got something precious here. It's not about Hitler. It's about a pro-life issue. So we changed the name of it to 180.
You know, when I was as a kid, I remember hearing Adolf Hitler screaming on the radio.
Right.
In fact, I was up at camp sharing some of that with the kids. We have a kids' camp with the teenagers. And this little kid comes up and he says, man, Mr. Vic, you're old. You remember hearing Adolf Hitler on the radio? I said, oh, then he looks at me smiling. He said, do you remember George Washington? That was a shocker. But in all seriousness, I remember the horror of those stories, but we never realized the horror. I mean, we were thinking about, we'd go to school and they'd have the newsreels playing during lunch hour, and you'd see the tanks roaring along and people falling under the treads of the tanks and people being blown to bits, and all this kind of stuff was being shown to us as kids because they were trying to promote the understanding of the war. I remember the scrap drives and all of the airplanes. Every time as a little kid, way up in northern Minnesota, I'd hear a big airplane fly over. I thought it might be the Germans coming.
Mm-hmm.
So Hitler brought terror and his hatefulness, but nobody really understood the terror until they went into Auschwitz and places where the ovens had been busy.
Absolutely. It's frightening.
Well, the where did the title 180 come from?
Well, it was originally called Hitler's Religion, the video, and when I looked at Steve, who was the neo-Nazi, Jew-hating, black-hating, America-hating, Hitler-loving person, he's just a hateful, nasty person, and during the 33 minutes of the video, you see him soften up and become concerned about his own eternal salvation to a point where you're saying to yourself, I'm almost liking this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thought the correct name for it would be 180, because that's exactly what he did. And all that was happening was new information. If I said to you, Vic, tell me where is up, and you pointed above your head to up, I'd say, well, that's not really true, because I'm from New Zealand, and we live on this big ball called the Earth, and the direction you're pointing for a New Zealander is down.
Yeah.
And with the new information, you realize there's no such thing as up or down. It's all relative to where you're living. And that's all that's happening on the video. I spoke to a gentleman on a plane recently, and I took him through the same principles, and he changed his mind as he sat next to me about the issue of abortion. He says, I like the way you put this. He said, you don't badger people. You just give them information, and they make their own minds up, and that's exactly what you see happening on the video. And Vic, anyone can do this. I'm not eloquent. There's no big words that are being used. And we've actually got a 180 course where I had Kay Arthur and Randy Elkhorn join in and help me, and we produced a 64-page study guide to help people learn how to do this, and people can get that through the ministry.
Why is it that you personally feel so strongly about the issue of abortion?
Well, many years ago, someone came up to me and said, Ray, you know that lady named Fran? And I said, yes. They said, she's having an abortion this afternoon. And I said, whereabouts? And they told me the hospital. I said, when? And they said, 2 o'clock. It was about nearly 12 o'clock, so I got in my vehicle and drove like a maniac into town. I think I broke the law. Prayed on the way in and said, Lord, please give me wisdom to talk to this woman. I ran up to the second floor of the hospital, into her room. She was sitting on the bed. She had already had a pre-operation medication. And I said, I didn't have any wisdom. I said, please don't do this. And she looked at me and smiled. And she said, it's okay. I'm not going to have an abortion. I just prayed, God, if you don't want me to have an abortion, make Ray Comfort come up and see me.
Praise the Lord.
And I didn't have to say a word. I just said, well, it's me.
Oh.
And gave a little wave, and I left. And 2 years later, we were at a church picnic, and this lady, Fran, was at the picnic. In front of her in the grass, about 10 feet in front of us, this little girl playing in the grass. And I bent down and grabbed the cheek and squeezed it like we do with poor kids. And as I looked into the eyes of that child, I realized what the issue is when it comes to abortion. These are human lives that are being destroyed. If you read Genesis 9, verse 6, God says, if you take the life of another human being, you give your life. And then it says, for he is made in the image of God. You see, you can't murder a horse or a dog or a cat or a cow. They can't be murdered. You can kill them, but you can't murder them. That word is reserved for human beings because they are made in the image of God. They've got value. They've got worth. And when you take the life of a human being, you are murdering them in God's book, and there are severe consequences, and it's something that should concern every single Christian, especially to a point where we want to do something.
You know, in our country, people can agonize over a snail or some fuzzy creature crawling around the ground and worried about the spotted owl or some creature, but and making sure that there's a road crossing portal for some kind of a beetle.
Yes.
And yet, when we talk about the human life, oh, it's a woman's choice. It's a lot of rhetoric memorized there, but it is absolutely no sense whatsoever. Now, what's the response been to 180 so far?
Well, on the 180.com website, 180movie.com website, sorry, there's been 196,000 views in just over 2 days. It's just been absolutely wonderful.
Can we tell the folk to go ahead there right now?
Yes, it's up and running at 180movie.com, absolutely.
180movie.com.
And it's free to watch, and you can see people changing their minds about abortion. It's had 196,000 views. And in the comments, you just have to hold on as you read the comments. There are thousands of comments already. One gentleman called me a despicable little worm, and it made me laugh because that's what's called an ad hominem. And when you can't argue against the argument, you argue against the person. It shows you've got no leg to stand on. And there is no argument against killing a child in the womb. There's no way you can justify it. So I've been delighted with the response from people, and there's been a lot of encouragement from high-profile Christians and ministries that have put it on their websites, and people like the lead singer of Casting Crowns. He said this is absolutely wonderful and encouraged folks to read it, and they gave a huge spike to people viewing it.
Let me just say this, folks. I watched it last night, and it's the kind of thing that's going to shake you, and we need to be shaken. And I'm in no way would I discourage you, but be prepared to see reality. And we need to face, too many of us live in an artificial plastic world, and we do not recognize the truth of what is presented in 180. And when you see the way that the human bodies were treated in Germany, and we see the horrendous treatment at the hands of Adolf Hitler, I tell you, and then you find that this horrendous, terrible creature, Adolf Hitler, is literally being used to open the minds of kids, recognizing that abortion is wrong. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. This is Crosstalk. Stay tuned.
Genesis with creation researcher Dr. John Morris. Dr. Morris, what would it take to determine the limits of the original kind discussed in the Genesis creation account?
Chris, this is a question that has plagued creationist researchers for decades. It appears that God created basic categories of animals, but following the flood, these categories began to adapt to different conditions, and now we have a variety of species within a particular kind, and it's hard to reconstruct how broad that original kind was. But it may be that now we've got the tool to do this. With the mushrooming of information regarding the genomes of these various creatures, perhaps we can reconstruct these kinds and see what the limits of them were. Chris, I'm convinced that this is an exciting time to be a Bible-believing creationist Christian. The tools are available to help us understand the creation, the one that God told us about back in Genesis.
For more on creation, visit our website at www.icr.org.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Crosstalk, where today we're talking with Ray Comfort, producer of a new video that hopefully and prayerfully will be a tool that will save the lives of thousands of little children who are being subjected to a woman's right to choose. Ray, we were talking about this video, and thousands in 2 days have been watching this thing. And may I ask, first of all, you've had endorsements from many prominent figures, some others who maybe have seen this and have responded.
Yeah, John Piper said, I give my unflinching, joyful, trembling yes to 180. Kirk Cameron said it's a video adrenaline. Kay Arthur said it's brilliant. Johnny Accentata says it's riveting. Randy Alcorn says it's mind-blowing. And we've run out of adjectives to describe it. One, I was doing an interview this morning, and one guy, the interviewer, said, look, I thought to myself, I haven't got 33 minutes. He says, I'm going to watch a couple of minutes. He says, I could not stop.
You can't stop. That's right.
It just pulls you into it, and it's just so exciting that there's such a thing as the Internet, that nearly 200,000 people in just over 2 days can actually see this. A lot of them are non-Christians, and we're getting wonderful responses from people who whose lives are being just changed just from watching it. So,
and it's www.180movie.com.
180movie.com. This is one we received in today. I confess I've committed 7 murders. God forgive me. I will never, never again trivialize abortion. Never again will I agree with the lie. Another one says, today I watched the movie for the second time, and the gravity of what I did 14 years ago brought me to sobs.
Oh.
So we're getting a lot of stuff like that, because people can write to us and tell us what, how it affected them, and it's very, very moving what God's doing with it.
Now, what is the one question in 180 that seems to cause the people to change from the pro-abortion to pro-life stance, just in a matter of seconds, because I saw that at the very end?
Yeah, it's very exciting. I'm not going to tell you what it is, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
The reason for it. When I do magic for kids, sleight of hand, their eyes go wide, and they're so thrilled with the magic that they see. And if I say, look, this is how I did it, they'll go, oh, is that all?
Yeah.
And exactly the same applies with this. If I tell you what the one question was, you go, is that all? But you've got to experience the magic and see it yourself, see how that question makes people widen their eyes and their facial expression changes, and it's like light comes to them as they change their minds about this issue of abortion.
Well, it's a spiritual fact, too, that the Holy Spirit of God is taking those arrows and piercing to the heart.
Yes, absolutely. So people, it's free to watch online. There's no ulterior motive, but that you'd see it in its context, 180movie.com.
Now, what can the average person do to help get 180's message out?
Well, they can make it go viral. There's a video out called Charlie Bit My Finger. Have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you're probably one person in the world that hasn't seen it.
Yeah.
It's a YouTube video, and it's had 370 million people watch it. It's about 1 to 2 minutes. It's a little English boy who's playing with his brother, and his brother gets his finger, and he says, oh, Charlie, don't bite my finger. And the little baby bites harder and harder, where the kid's screaming, don't bite my... And 370 million people have watched that. Now, we think our video, which can save lives, is more important than Charlie Bit My Finger. And so we want it to go viral, and the way for that to happen is for Christians and people who are pro-life just to grab 180movie.com website and email it to their friends and say, you've got to watch this. Because the more people that watch it, the more ratings it goes up, and the higher it gets on the list, and more people will want to watch it, and more people hear the gospel and change their minds about abortion. I took 100 DVDs and at great risk to myself, walked around the block on a hot day and gave these videos out despite the dogs that are in the area. There's one house with a few Dobermans. I did not take it up their driveway. It was a matter of sticking it in their mailbox. But, yeah, if we care about people, we'll do this. You know, there were many good Germans, no doubt, during the war who probably gave their lives for a righteous cause, in the sense that they probably protested as to what was happening to the Jews. Maybe they wrote a letter or printed something or stood outside a concentration camp, and they lost their lives because of their stand for righteousness. We don't have to pay that price, because this video does all the talking for us. People can get them from us for only a dollar each, and it's got a value of $10. So when you give someone a video and a jacket, they're going to take it. They're going to take it home and watch it.
$1 for the DVD?
$1 per DVD.
Oh, man. If people can order it online?
Yes, they can just go through. They go through, watch the movie, and at the end it tells you where to go to get all this stuff. We're giving away, and all the money's coming for this, by the way, so we're delighted. We're giving away 200,000 DVDs at 100 top universities in one day next month, in October. We've got a team of 1,000 people. They have got their teeth gritted with excitement. They are biting at the bit, ready to go. We did this about 3 years ago, two or 3 years ago, with a book I put out called was Charles Darwin's boring book, Origin of the Species. I found it was public domain, so I did a 50-page foreword and presented the gospel at Intelligent Design, and we gave away 200,000 copies of the book to 100 top universities in one day. So we've got the labor force, and we know it can be done, and we're going to do it. And so please be in prayer for us, because 200 million DVDs were sold in the U.S. just in the year 2010, so it's a medium that young people use. They're not going to toss it on a pile. They're going to check it out. So we pray that they'll be touched by God.
You know, Ray, here in the city of Milwaukee, can I go back to some of those exciting days, which hopefully will not be gone forever, but they'll come back. There was the missionaries to the preborn here in the area. Literally went out and purchased the plane. It was a video that explained exactly what an abortion was. And in those days, it was VHS. We don't use that anymore, but the VHS, they got 100,000 copies of VHS, semi-load, and they had an army of people that you couldn't put in the post office box, that's a violation, but they had plastic bags, and literally every other house throughout Milwaukee, Channel 6 was going ballistics, and I dared them to show it. And they said they wouldn't take the bait. Well, we showed it a couple of times, and we did it as a matter of remembrance of all the courageous news people in the city that wouldn't air it. But it was the plain truth of what abortion was all about. But it literally shook the city. And I'm just thinking, with DVDs now, which people could get in quantity.
Yeah, they're much smaller, flatter. It's the very flat ones we've got. I was riding my bike to work on Sunday morning, and I saw this guy in his car delivering newspapers through the window of his car. He's just tossing them up people's drives.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, we could do that with a DVD. So we're going to make a little video of one of the guys here who's going to go around 100 homes in his area tossing these DVDs up people's driveways early on a Sunday morning when it's not busy. And he can do that sort of thing. And they go like really good Frisbees, too, so we're going to do it.
Well, Ray, we're going to open our telephone lines, because I'm sure even by now there are people who have written this address to the movie down. And, folks, this is the message that needs to get out. And I can tell you this is not some kind of a fundraising project by Ray Comfort. This is ministry. And I'd like to have many of you call. The name of the pro-life video was The Hard Truth that we showed some years ago, and it was 100,000 of them. It was clearly getting the plain truth to people who needed to know what abortion was all about. And it was plainly the kind of thing that really got people's attention. But here, folks, this video, I think, will quell any argument that even the hardest pro-abort would raise to deal with the issue. We're going to open our phone lines right now and give you a chance to talk with Ray Comfort. Our telephone number across the country, in fact anywhere on the globe, it is toll free, 800-729-9829. And Ray, we do have listeners in New Zealand. They listen to us over the internet, and who knows, they might even call in today.
That would be nice.
800-729-9829. If you'd like to join us with Ray Comfort, he's on the line right now. And Ray has produced many powerful evangelism tools that have literally gotten the attention. One of yours is that $1 million bill.
Yes. We've gone to a trillion now to keep up with the government.
Right. People didn't know what a billion was, or a million, and then it's now the trillion. Well, it sure meets the inflation factor, does, for sure. Well, we're taking calls 800-729-9829 here at Ray Comfort, our guest. And we're going to be going to Port Huron, Michigan, and talking with, I believe it's Harry standing by. And Harry, we're going to go right there to your, there we go. We got our lines cleared. Harry, you're on the air with Ray Comfort. Go ahead.
Oh, what a way to make my day, Ray. You just made my day, brother. As a person with a disability, I just thank God that you're getting the message out, because one of the big things in these days is disabled people over there killing them over in Holland, in the Netherlands. But I just thank God for your message. And my question is, can I download this? Can I download it to put it on a CD?
Yeah, I think you can. We're doing that with overseas people. We prefer people to get them off us for only a dollar.
I hear you.
Because it's much better quality when you give it. It's got right coloring and it's got the graphics, etc.
I've got a pro-life folder I'm putting together, and I'd like to have put this in my folder.
That'd be great.
Well, if you leave your address, I'll send you a freebie.
Oh, wow. Okay. Appreciate that. I'll get in touch with you on the website then.
Okay.
Thank you much.
Thanks,
appreciate that. Let's go to John in West Milwaukee. Our telephone number is 800-733-9829. I beg your pardon. 800-733-9829. That's our studio. 729 is our main switchboard, so I gave out the wrong number. 800-733-9829. Too many of those 800 numbers out here. West Milwaukee, you're on the air with Ray Comfort.
Yes, hi. I just want to say that I believe I'm going to be watching that DVD on 180movie.com, buying that DVD in bulk and having it ready to pass out. That's all I wanted to say.
Sorry. Oh, great work, John. Thank you so much.
You know, for 50 bucks, you could influence 50 people. When they're done watching it, they'll pass it on to somebody else.
That's the good thing about a DVD. Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to go right now to Mason in Mauston. And Mason, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, and God bless you, too. And my question is, I've always wondered, why not the Christian community doesn't put things on TV about abortion and actually show one and maybe things about the homosexual agenda and other things, you know, unwed mothers. We don't see this type of, you know, things on TV, but we see the other agenda. The other agendas all the time. I don't understand why we don't do.
Well, you know, you've got a question there, Mason. You know, they'll show operations of a gallbladder operation. They'll show all kinds of surgical things when repairing somebody's body and knee or foot or whatever. Ray, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and they'll show very, very violent things on television. In fact, people love violence, and one of the greatest violent acts that can be is the destroying of a human life in the womb. So, yeah, we've got a whole country that's in denial. But you know what? There's something that's not really spoken about. But Hitler was said to have hated the Jews because of the fact of jealousy, because they thought he had VD that he got from a Jewish prostitute, because in Mein Kampf he devotes a whole lot, I think 3 pages to VD, and just different reasons. But I think he had another motive for hating the Jews, and one that fueled his hatred, and that was financial gain. Every family he destroyed, he confiscated their house, their savings, their paintings, their gold and their teeth, their hair. Everything got sold and helped to finance this war effort. In fact, experts say that a third of that war effort was financed by the blood of the Jews. So every family he killed, he just got a lot more money, and it just was on a roll. And that's the exact motive for abortion. You can have your 16-week baby destroyed for $750 at your local clinic. A 21-year-old baby can be killed for $2,300, and it's good money because it takes 15 to 20 minutes to suck the arms and legs and head off, and all you've got to do is put them together and make sure that all the parts have been got, drop it in the trash, and so the love of money still is the root of all evil.
We're going to be right back in 60 seconds. Our telephone number, Ray Comfort with us live if you call us, 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829, and we will take your calls in order. Get those calls right in here. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
The Bible tells us that no man knows the day or the hour of Christ's return, but we are told to be ready, to look for that blessed hope, and to occupy until he comes. The Bible characterizes what the last times would be like, and observing world conditions today, we know the Lord could return at any time. When Jesus' disciples asked, "What will be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus carefully explained what the world would be like. In the book, 40 Irrefutable Signs of the Last Generation, author Noah Hutchings takes a thought-provoking look at these signs of the last generation and the importance of being ready for the Lord's return. This book is the size of a workbook and features over 200 pages presenting 40 irrefutable signs of the last generation. One copy of this book is available for a donation of $20, and two copies are available for a donation of $35. To make your donation to VCY America, call 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829.
And we're back with you on Crosstalk. Phone calls coming in here. Dale in Wichita Falls, Texas. And Dale, you are on the air with Ray Comfort. Go right ahead.
Yes, Ray. I just wanted to call and say thank you for the School of Biblical Evangelism, especially the Keys to Revival,
yes.
And more importantly, the lesson on true and false conversions, because 8 years ago, I discovered I was a false convert.
Wow.
I just wanted to thank you. That is the most enlightening thing that every Christian should do.
Yeah. Oh,
and
thank
your 180 movie is excellent.
Oh, that's great. We've got a school, what's called the School of Biblical Evangelism, with 13,000 online students, and we're so excited to have that. And Vic, can I give the address of people?
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Just at livingwaters.com, they can find information about that.
Thank you so much, Dale. From Wichita Falls, Texas, we're going to go to Zimmerman, Minnesota, and we're going to talk with Dennis. And Dennis, you're on the air with Ray Comfort.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I wanted to ask Ray, I praise him for what he's doing and so forth with bringing this to everybody's attention.
Yeah, you're talking right to him.
Right. So, Ray, I want to know, I know a gal who went through an abortion when she was younger. This is over 30 years ago, and I was wondering if there's scripture or praise or anywhere for the people, for the women that went through that type of thing, that were misled or didn't know what was going on in their lives, you know, when they were young teenagers. How do we minister or reach them today?
Good question.
Well, really, the power of the gospel is absolute forgiveness in the gospel. So when someone's converted, God removes their sins as far as the east is from the west. And the blood of Christ is effectual for doing that. But there's a website that we've got called heartchanger.com. And if they go to where it says help and just click on help, it'll just take you to very trustworthy resources that can help people that have been through an abortion.
Very good. We're going to go to Barb in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And Barb, you're on the air with Ray Comfort.
Hi, Ray.
Hi, Bob.
It's such a pleasure to speak with you. I don't have internet access, and I'd like to get copies of the CD.
Yes, you just call the 800 number, and you can...
It's a CD, not a DVD. Or
yes.
It's a DVD.
Yeah, and they're a dollar each. You could just may I give the 800 number?
Sure. And if you don't have internet, here's the number to call to place the order.
800-437-1893.
437-1893.
That's right.
That's
800. Thank you so much. I've had an issue with abortion for many, many years, so now is a chance to really get out there and do something.
Amen.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you so much.
God bless you. Calls coming in. Let's get those calls in here before we run out of time. The telephone number is 800-733-9829. We're going to go to Chuck in Burlington, Wisconsin. And Chuck, you're on the air. Hello, Chuck.
Yeah. Good afternoon. Life Chain is coming up Sunday, mm-hmm. And I was thinking, would it be all right if I made a sign that said 180? Movie.com and put out there and see what happens.
That'd be wonderful. We've got people that have got big stickers that we've got and put them on their cars. One family in Florida getting a Winnebago and putting it on the side and driving across the country. So absolutely.
Okay, I'll be doing it. And I'll try to get other ones, other locations to do the same thing.
Thank you.
A blessed day.
Same to you.
You know, the idea just came to me, and I'm going to talk with Brother Jim, our program director for Channel 30, but if it's all right with you, Ray, all it takes is like a five-second screenshot of the website.
Yes.
And we can tuck that in. I mean, 5 seconds is something TV stations wrestle with all the time. We call film material or whatever. And if we just shorten something by 5 seconds or so, and up comes a screenshot of www.180movie.com, we'll do that. We're going to do that on Channel 30.
That'd be wonderful. You know, even nowadays, you don't even need to say or put www.
Yeah.
It's just 180movie.com, and people know exactly what that means. And if you type that in, it still takes you there. So
sure.
It was a mouthful to have to say that.
And
hit www.
Yeah. I hope other TV stations. We have a million-watt TV station here in Milwaukee, and also a low-power upstate here. But I hope that other TV stations, again, it takes about 5 seconds, put that screenshot up there. People will be watching for it. I hope they will.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to go right now. Let's see. We are moving from Chuck in Burlington. We're going to go to Linda in Racine, Wisconsin. Linda, you're on the air. Go right ahead. Hello, Linda.
Hello. Hi. Hi, Vic.
Yes.
Mr. Comfort, it's such an honor to speak to you today, too.
Well, it's mutual. Thank you.
I wanted to just share a quick little story about what happened one day at a crisis pregnancy center that I work at. I came in to start my shift, and the other advocate had just gotten off the phone with a crisis call, and she looked at me. She said, "I can't believe it. This young lady, after she got done explaining how an abortion happens, you know, what takes place, the lady, the girl, actually, she said into the phone, 'You mean they kill the baby?'"
Oh, my.
That's why this movie would be really enlightening. There's some people out there that don't know anything.
You're absolutely right.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Linda, for the call. We're going to move right along. There's Lisa in Wisconsin. Lisa, you're on the air. Our phone number, 800-733-9829, if you'd like to share with our friend and guest, Ray Comfort. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air,
Lisa. I wasn't sure if I was. Okay. I wanted to remind people who do the social networking, you know, that Facebook and MySpace and all that stuff, because the generation I'm living in, we're all about our social media. And, you know, the term going viral, I think you could easily get this video going viral if people will just post it on Facebook.
That's exactly what we're hoping for. So far, we've got 196,973 views on YouTube, and that is the key, Facebook and just sending emails to friends, Twitter.
Thank you very much, Lisa. Taking your calls, we're going to go to Darlene in Arena. And Darlene, you are on the air. Darlene, go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to know how you get a hold of those stickers, you know, the ones you put on your cars and things like that.
Just go to heartchanger.com and you'll see right on the homepage where you can get all sorts of things. There's T-shirts and hats and stickers. And...
You know, I don't have a computer.
What?
No, I don't have a computer.
You know how to do it, ma'am? Go to the library. They have computers there that you can use.
Yeah, but she might freak out. Just use the 800 number, Darlene.
Okay.
And they'll be able to tell you 800-437-1893.
Okay.
Was it 1892? Oh, dear. It's either two or three. You know, Vic, you had trouble with numbers earlier on.
Yes.
My whole head's full of these numbers, Social Security numbers, phone numbers.
You're not old enough for Social Security yet, are you?
So can I just want to repeat it to you. It's 800-437-1892 or 3.
That's it.
Yeah, if you get the Internal Revenue Service on the other one,
they
dial the wrong one.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Okay, we're clear. I got four open lines right now if you'd like to call and join the Ray Comfort here. And many of you have used his tracts that are very provocative. I mean, there are many different types of evangelism tools. Didn't you have some even that was shaped like a bullet?
Oh, years ago we did. Yeah, when there was a school shooting, we had one shaped like a bullet. When you opened it opened up into the two tablets of God's law.
Mm-hmm.
And it talked about the commandments and how as a nation we've forsaken God's law. And that's why we have a country that doesn't fear God, because a lot of pulpiteers, preachers and pulpits, have become nothing but motivational speakers. They won't use the word sin or judgment or righteousness or hell or judgment day. They're fearful too because they're afraid they'll scare off their people, but it's so unbiblical. And Spurgeon called anyone like that actual murderers. He said, "You try and heal a man without talking about his disease, what sort of doctor are you?" And there comes a time as a doctor, you've got to look at your patient and say, "You've got a terminal disease. Take this seriously because I've got a cure."
It's called sin.
Yeah, and you've got to do that. And that's what our preachers need to do, get back to preaching biblical evangelism, not afraid to talk about sin, opening up the commandments to show what sin is, so sinners can see the need of a Savior.
Ray, my father was a poet as well as being a minister, and he wrote a poem many years ago called "The Modernist Preacher Entering Hell." And it gives you the chills to read it. It's metered perfectly, but it has been published in other countries. A pastor in England put it on back of his magazine, and he embellished it with fiery flames underneath the poem. And he said he got all kinds of hate mail and hate phone calls from some of the liberal clergy in England. But it tells it like it is. It's available to our listeners. You can go to our website under options or materials available, and you can find it. But I'll tell you what, this is a challenge to our clergy to get serious about eternity. Yeah, you can, oh, yes. These flowery sermons and preaching, lauding people to the skies, whether, you know, when you're dealing with the gospel, you've got to have the true message. And so we'll be standing by here taking your calls. We have a call coming around. Joe in Foley, Alabama. And Joe, you are you're on the air, Joe, with... Okay, sorry about that. We have... It showed here, Joe in Foley, Alabama. So we're standing by here. Okay, we're going to. I'm seeing sign language here coming through the glass, but I'm not quite sure. Okay, we're going to take Joe on line number two. You're on the air, Joe.
Okay, I really hate to see babies get aborted, but I hope you forgive me for what I'm fixing to say. There is a book out called Heaven Is For Real. If you've not read that book, you really ought to. His little boy, around 2 years old, had an appendix bursted on him, and he was almost given up for dead, and while he's operating, the angels came down and picked him up and took him to heaven. What I'm getting at, his mother had a miscarriage when the baby was 2 months pregnancy, and it was older than the child. When he'd gone and he come back to his body.
Well, that's an interesting story. I remember reading it, and there are those who may address the theological merits of it. But again, it was a very heart moving story. I appreciate that very much. We're going to go to Glenn in Pensacola, Florida, and Glenn, you're on the air. Go right ahead, Glenn.
Yes, I'm calling about this abortion thing. I know they've been going for years and years about trying to declare when life begins, and it's going all through the courts. It begins at conception. It begins after the womb. I mean, what in the world constitutes murder? I mean, how a baby can be aborted and a doctor is not liable, but as soon as it comes out of the womb, he's a murderer if he kills it. Where does that stand in the court? Are they making any headway along that line?
Right.
Well, I don't know what's happening with the whole thing, but you know, you often hear people say, look, it's not a baby until it can survive out the womb. Well, kids can't survive out the womb until they're about 18 years old. You've got to take care of them. For the first 2 years, they can't feed themselves, and you've got to take care of them. They'd die without human interaction. So it's ridiculous. A baby in the womb at the age of 6 weeks, 6 days, has eyes, a mouth, and hands. And so life begins at conception. I believe that, and we should never interfere with what God has done.
Okay, we're going to move right along here. We have Mike standing by in Wisconsin. And, Mike, you're on the air with Ray Comfort.
Hey, thanks for the call, Vic. I just wanted to thank both of you godly men, Vic and Ray, for keeping this issue out in the public domain, especially at this time and these times. I firmly believe we're in the last days, but I think with this administration, with Obama here, and we all know how he, you know, what his thoughts on abortion are. I think he's one of the most legislated abortion, pro-abortion people, I think, that came out of our, you know, our Senate and so on. Now he's sitting in the White House, and you don't hear anything regarding that with this administration. And this issue is much bigger than, you know, some of his policies. But
we're going to be right back. We have a hard break here. We shall return in a moment.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. David Hunt, many years ago in 1985, in his best-selling book, The Seduction of Christianity, warned that shamanism would become popular even within, quote, evangelicalism, end quote. And indeed, it has. You don't know it is shamanism. It's called possibility thinking, positive thinking, and many other masking terms are used to hide what is really shamanism. Hunt said, nevertheless, even as the irrefutable evidence mounts, documenting its destructive and evil power, shamanism's popularity and general acceptance is exploding in the secular world and in Christianized forms. It's gaining increasing acceptance within the church, end quote. Indeed, David Hunt was years ahead of his time by telling us what we're seeing today would indeed occur. We need to be in our Bibles and studying the Word of God, because indeed the apostasy of the last day is upon us, a falling away from traditionally held biblical truths and the embracing of shamanism.
today with Ray Comfort, who has developed a tool that's one of the most powerful pro-life tools I've ever seen. I watched it last night, and I was, to use someone else's borrowed term, I was riveted in the seat. And it's, folks, it's not a pretty picture. But we need to be shaken to our very core. And I would urge you to watch it. I don't think it would be something a little child would totally understand. So be careful as the Lord guides you as a parent with parental guidance. But may I just say that this 180 movie has gotten the attention of local talk show hosts here. And, Ray, I also understand that the atheists are mad.
Yes, they certainly are. They're trying to hijack it. They're very, very angry because they can't do anything about it. Because it's out there with 198,000 views, and they tried to stop it at the beginning by hijacking it and producing their own copy, but it didn't work, and I'm just delighted they can't stop it.
Well, we're going to take some more calls here, 800-733-9829, to clear up that question on the phone number to get the materials needed. If you don't have a computer but you want to order a quantity, and at a dollar a piece, you can hardly buy the raw materials of a DVD for a buck, but you can get them for a dollar a piece. And I would urge our listeners to get a quantity of them, share them with your friends and relatives, and encourage them. You see, this, if you tell, my old mantra was, tell 10 friends or call 10 friends. And if each of them will follow the same thing, do you realize how quickly you can contact hundreds, if not thousands of people?
Right.
If you call 10 friends, each of them calls 10 friends. And I mean, it just explodes with information. And so we're going to go back to our phone lines. The calls are coming in here. But Ray, one more time, give that 800 number.
800-437-1893.
93, that's the right number. Okay, let's go to James in Pensacola, Florida. And James, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to get your thoughts, Vic, and possibly Ray's also on, this is my typical scenario. I guess I could pray more, and possibly I've never picketed. But as I listen to your show, my question is, how much do you think God is going to hold the Christian accountable for the sins of abortion in America when we have a society such as we have based upon free choice? It's almost aggravating me to a point. It's like, you know, what more can I do? And will I be, you know, will I be punished along with the judgment when and as, you know, some of it's already here.
Well, my dear friend, let me make that, and I'm going to let Ray respond, but I'm going to butt in for a moment. If you read Ezekiel chapter 33, it tells us that if we see the hazard or the enemy approaching, and we do not warn the people, then their blood will be on our hands. Now, we're talking about the enemy of abortion.
Right.
And if you do not raise your voice in some way and warn the people, guess what? The blood of those innocent babies will be on your hands. And too many people have forgotten what the word abhor, that which is evil, and cleave to that which is abhorrence, means to declare something wicked.
Right. So you're saying if we, and by the way, this phone call is not in disagreement.
No,
I'm
understand.
Just asking you, you know, may, you know, friend to friend.
Ray, I butted in there. Let you pick it up from there, Ray.
Oh, it's too big a question for me to answer, you know, what, how would God hold us responsible? But I know that Paul said he was free from the blood of all men because he hadn't held back from preaching the whole counsel of God. And I think it's so important to understand that this 180 video isn't just about abortion. It brings the gospel into it because the root of man's problem is a sinful nature. Abortion is just one branch of that wicked Adamic nature, and the gospel takes the axe to the root. And that's what happens in this video. Two-thirds of it is about these other issues, and then it swings very naturally into the gospel. And you see the same people that were talking about these abortion issues to a point of just being captivating, talking about the things of God, and you hear the whole counsel of God, the cross, repentance, faith, hell, judgment, in a way that's interesting. I had a witch write and say, look, I'm not a Christian, but I found it quite interesting, even the gospel presentation. So that's my consolation, is that we've got something that we can use to give to our neighbors, give to strangers, give to our workmates, give to the lady at the checkout stand. It's a video that they're going to watch in their own time, And that's something substantial we can do, because believe me, I've protested, I've held signs, I've signed petitions, I've written books, I've preached in pulpits about abortion, and we've still got 50-something million Americans murdered, and the law saying it's okay. So what we've got to do is get and do something, and this gives us something we can do.
Mary in Foley, Alabama. Mary, you're on the air very quickly.
Hi.
Yes, we have about 30 seconds.
Okay, hi. My name is Mary from Foley, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
I would just like to make a comment. When a woman goes to the doctor and he comes in after the test and says you're pregnant, that means with child.
That's right.
So that's all I wanted to say. How can you deny that it isn't alive, it isn't a baby until such and such a time?
Absolutely.
Mary, right on target. And looks like one of our last calls here, Barbara in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Barbara, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, Barbara.
Oh, is this it?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you for answering my call. I want to just make a comment also. I want to say praise the Lord that he gives us the answer for us to speak and an example to use. I want to say yay, Ray, for his comforting ear for each of us to go forward and protest this murdering rampage that's been going on in our country forever.
Let me just say this. Thank you, Barbara. We're out of time. But, folks, if you might say, I don't know how to put it in words, but what Ray is talking about is the words are there. The pictures are there. All you have to do is put it in the hands of people. Ray, final, we've got just enough time to give out that address, and hope you'll stick with me just a moment after we leave the air.
Yes, 180movie.com. 180movie.com is free of charge. You can watch the whole video online.
And folks, we would urge you again, they are available if you contact them for $1 each. And this is not something that's being sold for profit. This is being given practically into your hands to get out there. And I would urge you. I saw this last night. And I'll tell you what, it took a while before I got to sleep, because I realized that this message needs to be heard by people across the country. Ray, it's a privilege to have you with us today.
Well, thank you very much.
And folks, thank you. And I hope many of you will call. And that 800 number, if you don't have a computer, you can call 800-437-1893 and access this material. God bless you. Thanks for joining us on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.